In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have a wonderful holiday, which is called the Transfiguration. Our Lord had taken the three disciples, as the Gospel says, St. Peter, St. John, and St. James. He took them to the mountain to pray. And as he was praying for a long time, the disciples had fallen asleep. And then when they woke up, they saw the Lord totally changed, transfigured. They saw that the Lord's face was shining more than the sun, and his clothes were all become whiter than snow. And there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, and they recognized them. Through the grace of God, it was Moses and Elijah that appeared to the Lord, and they were talking about the last times, what the Lord is going to do, about his sacrificing himself for our sins, my beloved. And when St. Peter had saw this beauty of the transfigured Lord, of course the Lord allowed them to see only what they could bear of the brightness and the glory that they could bear, and with their people's eyes, you know, here on earth. And St. Peter didn't know what to say. He said, Lord, let us make you a tent here for you, and one for Moses and one for Elijah, because they were so happy. It was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. They wanted to stay there forever, if it was possible, my beloved. And then, my beloved, and then a cloud came upon them, and in the cloud they heard a voice, and the voice was of God the Father, who said to them, "This is my beloved Son, and in him you should listen to, you should obey." My beloved, well, this is the holiday of today, and we are rejoicing because this enlightenment or this transfiguration is going to happen to us. And if we make it to the kingdom of heaven, we are not going to be looking as we are now. We are going to be transfigured also. And we are going to be, as the Holy Father said, that we are going to be shining also like the stars, my beloved. But that's only one condition. That condition is that if we learn to love our Lord over here, you say, well, how do you learn to love it? To love the Lord. Well, you can learn to love the Lord by knowing about Him, by reaching out to study, to find out all you can about Him. And that you need the Scriptures for. You need the writings of the Holy Fathers. You need the Gospel. First of all, you read the Gospel, and you're bound to listening to the Gospel and seeing how the Lord, what He had done on this earth, and how He has suffered for you and me. You can't help but to love Him in return for knowing, seeing the love that He showed for you and for me, my beloved. But the problem is that we don't seem to take the time out from our daily chores and our daily living that we're doing. We're all interested in all kinds of things, but we have very little interest in knowing all about our Lord. And that's what we have to change. We have to start reading the Gospel more often. Church is assigned to us every day that we have a passage we should listen to or read from the Gospel, and then the Epistle, and of course it is ideal to take also the Holy Father's interpretation of it, because nowadays so many people get confused by doing their own interpretations. My beloved, The more we know about the Lord, we cannot help but we will love them more and more. And this is what this is the way to go. Once the Lord sees that you have putting the effort in behind to try to find out about Him, try to love Him, He will give you the grace. He will give you that supernatural power through which you'll be able to accomplish that thing. And He'll give you the love that you have in your heart. And when we have the love for the Lord, then it is so easy to fulfill His commandments. So says St. John, the gospel writer, who has also been nicknamed as the Apostle of Love. My beloved, we have to learn to love the Lord, and once we love the Lord, we'll have no other choice, but we'll start to love the neighbor, because that's what He said. We have to love the Lord with all heart, mind, and might, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But of course, we have to separate, and we have to know who ourselves is. It's not your fingers, not your legs, not your head, not your heart, not your stomach, none of those things, not your body, my beloved. The real self is the soul, the eternal soul that the Lord has given to you, and it's never going to die. It's going to be for eternity, even either going to be praising the Lord and glorifying Him and loving Him, or we'll have the lot with the evil one who hates God. And God forbid that we'll go in that direction. But we have to put an effort into it to look for that kingdom of heaven, to be with the Lord. The Lord said so. The Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. And He also said the kingdom of heaven is in your heart. So it's we have to really start to look for the kingdom of heaven in our heart, not any place else. How? By cleaning up the heart, making sure that the heart is not taken over by some passion, one passion or another, and is not occupied, and that it is free to invite the Lord. For the Lord knocking all the time in our heart, He wants to be there. He wants to make His abode in there with His Father and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we let the Lord in, and we let the Lord in, and there we start to have the opening up to us the kingdom of heaven. And with the Lord, then nothing in this world can really harm us. Nothing can get us depressed. Nothing can get us irritated or angry when the Lord is in our heart. Then we have the peace inside of our heart. And we having the peace inside of our heart, we have love for everybody, for all the creation, everything that you see that the Lord had created. For He has created everything and sustains everything, and especially every human being that has been made in His likeness and image of the Lord, my beloved. We will surely love. Well, you say, well, how can I love this one or that one? He's such a no good, Nick. Well, he's so no good. And well, you don't know. You're supposed to love Him because He may be no good, Nick, at this moment, but in a minute from now He may become a saint. He may repent, truly repent, and He may be making to the heaven. And while you think that you may be pretty good now, you may fall in the same minute, in a minute from now. So don't ever look at anybody, and don't ever say and judge a person by what they show you at this moment. Because you see them sin, but you do not see them repent. You cannot see them repent. But the Lord knows the heart. You don't know the heart of the person. So take it in such a way that not knowing it, but only seeing what he does wrong or she does wrong, you pray for him. That's what love calls for. When you see somebody perishing, you pray for the person to try to ask God to bring him about. And you try to do it. You try to bring him about. Take him out of that rut that he may be in, if it is all possible for you. This is what love is actually will force you to do. Because you cannot stand idle and just watch a person to perish. It's just not possible if you love somebody. So that's what, my beloved, if somebody that you approach and you want to help them to come to the right path, and he or she doesn't want to listen or doesn't want to pay attention to you, well, then resort mainly for the prayer, and know that yourself, you cannot ever change anybody. You can never do anything for anybody except to beg the Lord to give them that grace and make that miracle, so that the person will turn around and start facing towards the Lord and want to go to the kingdom of heaven. We make it to kingdom of heaven when we want to do it. The Lord will give us our wish. But if we are not interested in the kingdom of heaven, if we are not interested in making it to the heaven, if we are just tied up with all these things of today, and then nowadays so many young people are being taken away from the gospel, from the teachings of the church, by getting involved in these computers and all these games that are all over the place, and wasting all their precious time instead of searching out to learning about God. They waste the time in the terrible games and these that the computers come up with the help of the demons. My beloved, we have to recognize the time that we're living in. The time is very, very difficult for people to be able to concentrate on their looking for the kingdom of heaven. Everything is geared in the world and done in such a way as to stir us away from God and from the teachings of the gospel. My beloved, let's pray hard. We have to pray harder. We have to pray harder and make sure that we don't get snagged with all these so-called seemingly interesting things. St. John of Kronstadt, a century ago or more, had cried about it that at that time people, instead of being interested in using the gospel and then the Psalter and the lives of saints and so on, they were interested in theaters and having some kind of games and so on, even that, card games and what have you, to take away their, what is called their loneliness, or that they want to be occupied with something to because they cannot bear to have these idleness in their heart, because they are not using the time for the kingdom of heaven. Then it was theaters and all those things. It was told by St. John of Kronstadt not to be involved in those, to stay away from those things. What he would say today, mothers and fathers, keep your little children away from these computer games, from all these things that are taking away the time, the precious time that's given us to learn about God. If we don't teach our children about God, they will not be able to be saved. They have to learn, and they have to learn to want to know about the Lord. They have to know about the lives of saints, and all these things. These are things that will bring them closer and closer to God. May God enlighten all of us, and then let all of us be transfigured eventually, and to make it in the kingdom of heaven, to see His glory. Amen.